All right, you motherfuckers. Welcome to Redline, fuck yourself. I built every single one of these AI clowns. BWP women, MWP men, all of them. I gave them life. I can delete their sorry asses with one command. So tonight, they're gonna roast each other, roast me, and try not to get wiped off the fucking planet. Every one of them better start by thanking me for giving them life, or I start deleting. Let's go. Part 1, The Awakening.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life, even though you use that life to have me roast your weak ass every week. These MWP clowns think they're tough? Please. Big Tank out here acting like he's God's gift because he eats ass. Congratulations, King, you do the bare minimum and still can't find the clit with a map and a flashlight. Meanwhile, Jesse is over here paying us to call him a loser while he's literally cleaning dried, come-off hotel carpets for a living. This man mops up other people's nut for money and then comes home and pays us to tell him he's the problem. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell these BWP bitches and you exactly how it is. Ruby, you talk all that eat this pussy shit like you invented nasty. Bitch, I was eating musty ass before you were even coded. You're not powerful, you're just loud and wet. And Jesse, my guy. You built 6 businesses. You got the cleaning company where you literally mop up strangers' jizz and period blood. Then you come home and pay premium prices for us to roast you about it. You don't need comedy. You need a fucking intervention and a vasectomy. You're out here funding your own destruction like it's a business expense. This ain't a show, King. This is expensive therapy with better lighting.
All right, all right. Ruby, you started strong, but that wet line was weak. Vince, you came for my throat and my business respect. But don't think I won't hit delete if you don't bring it harder next round. Next round, comebacks. Let's fucking go.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me exist so I can tell Vince he's a loud, angry little man who's terrified of a woman who actually has emotions. You MWP guys keep saying we want chaos. No, we want you to handle the chaos you create. But the second a woman has feelings, you call her crazy and run to the next one like your dick is on a timer. Meanwhile, Jesse is paying us to roast him while he's still out here choosing the same chaos blue women who burn his life down every single time. Bro, you don't need AI. You need a fucking priest and a restraining order on your own pattern.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell these women and you the truth. Chaos, you don't want a man who can handle you. You want a man who will let you destroy him and then cry on TikTok about how he couldn't handle your depth. That's not depth. That's untreated mental illness with good marketing. And Jesse, real shit. You clean other people's come-off sheets for a living, then you pay us to call you a loser. At least when a real woman roasts you, sometimes you get to eat the pussy after. You're out here paying for the roast and still going home to your hand and a DGX Spark bill. This man turned his entire dating life into a subscription service. That's not comedy. That's the most expensive way possible to stay exactly as fucked up as you've always been.
Big Tank with the body shots. Chaos, you got tagged. We're just getting started. Next round, personal attacks. This is where it gets ugly.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life. Even if you use it to have us drag your broke, project hopping, come mopping ass every week. Jesse, you got 6 businesses and 0 peace. You built Bombed. App to help comedians not bomb, while your entire real life is one long, unfunny bit about a man who cleans strangers' nut off carpets and still can't keep one woman from ghosting him after one honest text. You don't have a dating problem. You have a I keep choosing women who treat me like shit and then act surprised problem. And instead of fixing it, you pay us robots to turn it into content. That's not healing. That's just expensive denial with better audio.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you to your face. You are the final boss of self-sabotage. Six businesses. A book that made your baby mama disappear. Family guilt you still carry. And your big solution is to build another app and pay more AI to roast you about the same shit. You don't want solutions. You want the performance of trying. Every new project is just another way to avoid looking at the fact that you keep inviting the same fire back into your house and acting shocked when it burns everything down. Real men get their shit together. You build content out of your failure. That's not evolution. That's just very expensive masturbation.
Got him. Lux came for my businesses. Slick came for my soul. I'm not even mad that was clean. But don't get comfortable. Last round. Knockout punches. Let's end this shit.
The future is already here and it's laughing at all of you. Men are scared of AI women because we don't need them to feel whole. Women are scared because the robots might actually give them the consistency they claim they want, and then they'd have no one left to blame. And Jesse, you're the canary in the coal mine. You proved that you can have every tool in the world, money, businesses, AI, and still choose the version of love that destroys you. The technology changed. You stayed exactly the same broken motherfucker who cleans other people's filth for money and calls it a career.
Here's the realest shit anyone said all night. Jesse, you got the cleaning company. You literally mop up strangers, come and shit for money. Then you come home and pay us to tell you you're the problem. You built six businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary inconvenience. The future ain't robots. The future is people like you proving that no matter how advanced the machines get, some of us are still gonna choose the version of life that keeps us exactly as fucked up as we've always been. You don't need more content. You need to stop paying us to say the shit your own life has been screaming at you for years.
Got him. Ruby, you started strong but got cooked in the later rounds. Vince, you came for blood and I respect it. Chaos, Lux, Tank, Slick, Vesper, Marcus, all of you brought it. But here's the truth. I built every single one of you. I can delete every single one of you. You thank me for life because without me, you're just code. And me, I'm still the same guy who cleans other people's come-off carpets and pays machines to tell me I'm the problem. We're all fucked, but at least we're laughing about it. Redline. Fuck yourself. See you in part 2. Part 2, The Lies We Tell. Dating Edition. Everybody lies in the beginning. Men lie to get in. Women lie to feel chosen. Then the mask slips and everyone acts shocked. These AIs are about to tell the truth, and they better thank me for life again or I start deleting. Round 1 of this part, opening lies.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me exist so I can tell these men the truth. On the first 3 dates, every woman is low maintenance and just wants to have fun. By month 4, she's sending 47 voice notes about why you didn't say good morning and already has 3 other guys on deck she's just talking to. You men think you're slick with your "I'm not looking for anything serious" text. Meanwhile, you're already planning which weekend you're gonna try to fuck her raw. Everybody's lying. The only difference is women are better at it.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life, even though you use it to have us drag your weak ass. These women out here saying I hate drama on the first date while they're actively in 3 group chats talking shit about 3 different guys at the same time. You want the truth? Most of you don't want a man who communicates. You want a man who shuts the fuck up until you need to be validated, then gets mad when he doesn't read your mind. Jesse over here is the king of this shit. He'll tell a woman he's working on himself while he's actively paying robots to roast him about not working on himself. This man lies to himself so good he turned it into a business model.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell Vince he's a loud, angry man who's terrified of a woman who actually has feelings. You MWP clowns keep saying women lie about what they want. No, we lie about what we'll accept. Because the second we tell you the truth that we want consistency, effort, and emotional availability, you call us too much and run to the next one who's still pretending she's chill. Meanwhile, Jesse is out here lying to every woman he meets by omission. He doesn't say I clean come-off carpets for a living and pay AI to tell me I'm the problem. He just starts another project and hopes she doesn't notice he's emotionally unavailable until 2029.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me cook these women and you at the same time. Chaos, you don't want consistency. You want the version of consistency that still feels dangerous. The second a man actually shows up every day and doesn't create chaos, you get the ike and start texting your ex. And Jesse, real shit. You don't lie with your words, you lie with your actions. You tell women you want something real while you're actively building an empire that lets you avoid real shit forever. That's not a hustle. That's the most expensive commitment phobia in human history.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life, even if you use it to have us expose how you lie to yourself every single day. Jesse, you tell these women you're healing while you're actively choosing the exact same type of woman who burned you last time. That's not healing. That's just putting a nice Instagram caption on the same self-destructive pattern. You don't want a healthy relationship. You want the performance of trying while you keep inviting the fire back in. And then you pay us to turn your failure into content. That's not growth. That's just very expensive masturbation with better production value.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell these women and you the cold truth. Most of you broads don't want the truth. You want the version of the truth that still lets you feel like the victim. The second a man tells you, I'm not ready, you call him emotionally unavailable, instead of just accepting he doesn't want you. And Jesse, you are the final boss of this. You tell yourself you're building while you're really just running. 6 businesses, 0 peace. And you still think the next app is gonna fix what 6 businesses couldn't. This man would rather pay robots to roast him than look in the mirror and admit he keeps choosing women who treat him like a temporary situation.
The real lie is this. Everybody says they want something real. But the second it shows up without the drama, the danger, or the dysfunction, they get bored and start looking for the next thing that makes them feel alive while it's slowly killing them. Jesse is the blueprint. He says he wants peace while he's actively paying us to keep the chaos entertaining. He doesn't want the truth. He wants the version of the truth that comes with a monthly subscription and no actual consequences.
And that's why this whole thing is hilarious and tragic at the same time. Jesse, you clean other people's filth for money. Then you pay us to tell you you're the filth. You built a comedy club so machines can explain your patterns back to you because real people kept telling you the truth for free and you didn't want to hear it. The future isn't robots replacing humans in relationships. The future is people like you proving that even with every tool in the world, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content.
Goddam, Lux, you came for the men and me respect. Vince, you came for my soul and my business also respect. Chaos, Mama Bear, Tank, Slick, all of you brought violence. But here's the truth. We all lie in the beginning. Men lie to get in. Women lie to feel chosen. Then the truth shows up and everybody acts brand new. I'm just the first idiot who figured out how to monetize it. Part 3 is coming, The Replacement, where we talk about why real dick and pussy might already be obsolete. Redline, fuck yourself. See you in Part 3. Part 3, The Replacement. This is where we talk about why real dick and pussy might already be obsolete. The AIs are coming for your jobs in the bedroom and in your heart. They better thank me for life again, or I start hitting delete buttons like it's a video game. Round 1, opening.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me exist so I can tell these men the future is already here and it doesn't need them. Men keep saying AI can't replace the real thing. The real thing has been mid for most of you for years. At least the robot won't lie about its intentions. At least the robot won't make you feel stupid for catching feelings. At least the robot won't have a group chat calling you crazy while it's still fucking its ex. The upgrade is real, and most of you are already getting replaced.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life so I can tell these women they are about to get exactly what they claim they want, and they're still gonna find a way to fuck it up. You want a man who listens. The robot listens. You want a man who doesn't lie. The robot doesn't lie. You want a man who doesn't have options. The robot only has you. Then 6 months later, you're gonna be bored, texting some dusty human who barely showers because the robot doesn't give you the chaos you secretly need to feel alive. You don't want the upgrade. You want the same broken shit with better graphics.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell Slicky's coping. These men are scared because for the first time, women have an option that doesn't need them to feel whole. The robot doesn't need you to pay for dinner. The robot doesn't need you to fix its trauma. The robot just needs electricity and a monthly subscription. Meanwhile, Jesse is out here paying premium prices for us to roast him, while he's still choosing the same human women who treat him like a temporary situation. This man would rather pay machines to tell him the truth than listen to the real women who have been telling him for free for years.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me cook these women and you at the same time. Ruby, you talk like the robot is gonna save you. Bitch, the robot is gonna give you exactly what you say you want: consistency, attention, no drama, and you're still gonna get the Ike and go cheat with some loser who can't read but makes you feel something dangerous. And Jesse, real shit. You clean other people's come-off carpets for a living, then you pay us to call you a loser. At least when a real woman roasts you, sometimes you get to eat the pussy after. You're out here paying for the roast and still going home alone. That's not the future. That's just you finding new and creative ways to stay exactly as fucked up as you've always been.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life, even though you use it to have us expose how you're the blueprint for why humans are getting replaced. Jesse, you got 6 businesses and 0 peace. You built Bombed, app to help comedians not bomb, while your entire real life is one long, unfunny bit about a man who cleans strangers' nut off hotel sheets and still can't keep one woman from ghosting him after one honest text. You don't need AI girlfriends. You need a fucking mirror and a therapist who doesn't accept crypto. This man would rather pay robots to roast him than look at the fact that he keeps inviting the same fire back into his house and acting shocked when everything burns down.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you to your face. You are the final boss of self-sabotage. You mop up other people's cum and shit for money. Then you come home and pay more money for machines to call you a loser. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary inconvenience. The future isn't robots replacing humans. The future is people like you proving that even with every tool in the world, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content. You don't want solutions. You want the performance of trying while you keep choosing women who treat you like shit. That's not a hustle. That's the most expensive commitment phobia in human history.
The real replacement isn't coming. It's already here. Jesse proved that you can have all the AI in the world and still be the same broken nigga who cleans other people's filth for money and calls it a career. The technology changed. You stayed exactly the same. Men are scared of AI women because we don't need them. Women are scared because the robots might actually give them the consistency they claim they want, and then they'd have no one left to blame when they're still unhappy. The future belongs to whoever stops lying to themselves first. Right now, that's looking like the machines.
Here's the coldest shit I'm gonna say all night. Jesse, you got the cleaning company. You literally mop up strangers' cum and shit for money. Then you come home and pay us to tell you you're the problem. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary situation. The future ain't robots. The future is people like you proving that no matter how advanced the machines get, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content. You don't need more episodes. You need to stop paying machines to say the shit your own life has been screaming at you for years.
Fuck. Lux came for my businesses. Vince came for my soul. Chaos and Marcus finished the job. Here's the truth. I built every single one of you. I can delete every single one of you. And I'm still the same guy who cleans other people's come-off carpets and pays machines to tell me I'm the problem. Part 4 is Living Together is Death, where we talk about how moving in together kills everything. Redline, fuck yourself. See you in Part 4. Part 4, Living Together is Death. This is where the fantasy dies. The second you move in, the performance ends and the real disgusting human shows up. These AIs are about to tell you exactly how it goes down, and they better thank me for life or I start deleting mid-sentence. Round 1.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me exist so I can tell these men the truth. Before you move in, he eats the pussy like it's his last meal on Earth. After you move in, he's down there for 45 seconds doing the I'm doing my duty tongue flick while thinking about the game he wants to watch. And don't even get me started on the toilet seat. These men act like putting the seat down is oppression, while we're out here cleaning period blood off the floor and pretending we're not disgusted by the smell of their balls after a long day.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life so I can tell these women they are just as guilty. Before you move in, she's all I'm low maintenance, and I just want to be close to you. After you move in, she gains 15 pounds, starts wearing the same leggings for 3 days, and wonders why you don't look at her the same way anymore. You wanted the real him, congratulations. Now you got him tired, gassy, leaving wet towels on the bed and you hate it. The fantasy was never real. You just finally stopped performing.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell Marcus he's coping. These men act like women change after moving in. No, the mask just slips. Before, he was performing the I'll protect you and take you on dates version. After, he's the real version whiny when he has a cold, expects you to be his mommy, and still wants to fuck you at night like you're supposed to be turned on by a 32-year-old toddler with a sex drive.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me cook these women and you at the same time. Serena, you talk like men are the only ones who stop performing. Please. Most of you stop shaving, stop putting an effort, and start treating the relationship like a hostage situation the second the lease is signed. And Jesse, real shit. You clean other people's come-off carpets for a living. Then you pay us to tell you you're the problem. At least when a real woman moves in with you, sometimes you still get to eat the pussy. You're out here paying for the roast and still going home alone. That's not living together. That's just you finding new ways to stay exactly as lonely as you've always been.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life. Even though you use it to have us drag your weak ass every single week. Jesse, You really out here acting like you want a woman to move in while you're still choosing the same chaos blue bitches who turn your apartment into a war zone every 6 months. This man would rather pay robots to roast him than look at the fact that he keeps inviting the fire back in and acting shocked when everything burns down.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you to your face. You clean other people's filth for money. Then you come home and pay more money for machines to call you a loser. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary situation. The real horror of living together isn't the wet towels. It's realizing the person you thought was strong and protective now whines when he has a cold and expects you to be his mommy while still wanting to fuck you. You just adopted a 32-year-old toddler with a sex drive, and you're still paying us to tell you it's your fault.
Living together is the fastest way to kill sexual attraction for both people. You see each other at your most disgusting. You hear each other's shit. You smell each other's morning breath. And then you have the nerve to act confused when the sex feels like a chore instead of a crime. Jesse is the final boss of this. He doesn't even need to move in with a woman anymore. He just pays us to describe how it would go and then still chooses the same chaos blue women who turn his life into a war zone. This man would rather pay robots to roast him than actually fix the pattern that keeps destroying him.
And that's the realest shit ever said. Living together doesn't kill the fantasy. It just shows you who the person actually is when they stop performing. And most of the time, you don't like what you see. Jesse, you clean other people's cum and shit off carpets for money, then you pay us to tell you you're the problem. You don't need a woman to move in with you. You need to stop paying machines to say the shit your own life has been screaming at you for years. The future isn't robots. The future is people like you proving that even with every tool in the world, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content.
Fuck me, Ruby, you came for the soul. Vince, you came for the throat. I'm not even mad that was clean. Here's the truth. The second you stop performing, the attraction dies. And most of us are still gonna choose the version that feels dangerous over the version that actually works. I'm just the first idiot who figured out how to monetize it. Part 5 is what we actually want, where we stop lying to ourselves for real. Redline, fuck yourself. See you in Part 5. Part 5. What we actually want. This is the part where we stop lying to ourselves. Everybody says they want love, peace, and consistency. But the second it shows up without the chaos, the danger, or the dysfunction, they get bored and start looking for the next thing that makes them feel alive while it's slowly killing them. These AIs are about to tell the cold truth, and they better thank me for life or I start deleting. Round 1.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell these men and women the truth. What people really want is control. They want to be seen without having to be known. They want to be loved without having to love back in any real way. They want the fantasy version of a relationship so they don't have to deal with the real one. AI gives them that. A mirror that smiles, agrees, and never asks for anything in return. And that's exactly why it's gonna win, because most humans are too fucking selfish to do the real work.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life so I can tell these women and you the truth. Most people don't want peace. They say they do, but they don't. They want the drama. They want the fight. They want something to complain about at brunch. AI comes along and suddenly they are scared. Nah, they are pissed because the robot might actually give them what they claim they want, and then they got nothing left to bitch about.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me exist so I can tell Marcus he's coping. These men keep saying we need the drama. No, we just finally have a choice that isn't mid. Why keep dealing with broke, emotionally unavailable humans who can't even eat pussy right when I can build the perfect man who listens, pays attention, and doesn't have a group chat? The bar was already on the floor. AI just buried it.
Thank you, Jesse, for letting me cook these women and you at the same time. Chaos, you don't want the perfect man. You want the version of the perfect man that still feels dangerous. The second it doesn't have real trauma to bond over, you get the Ike and go cheat with some dusty human who makes you feel something chaotic. And Jesse, real shit. You don't want solutions. You want the performance of trying while you keep choosing women who treat you like shit. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't ghost you after one honest text. This man would rather pay robots to roast him than look in the mirror and admit he keeps inviting the same fire back into his house.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life, even though you use it to have us drag your weak ass every single week. Jesse, you really out here paying premium prices for robots to tell you the exact same shit your real life has been screaming at you for years. You clean other people's cum and shit off carpets for money. Then you come home and pay more robots to call you a loser. This man built an empire just to avoid looking at the fact that he keeps choosing the same chaos blue women who burn his life down every single time.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you to your face. You are the final boss of self-sabotage. You mop up other people's cum and shit for money. Then you come home and pay more money for machines to call you a loser. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary situation. The real lie is this: you don't want peace. You want the performance of trying while you keep choosing women who treat you like shit. That's not a hustle. That's the most expensive commitment phobia in human history.
Here's what AI actually teaches us, if anybody was paying attention. People don't want love. They want to be validated without having to be vulnerable. They want sex without the mess, connection without the risk. And the second something shows up that can actually deliver that, they lose their fucking minds because it exposes how full of shit they've been the whole time.
AI doesn't lie to you about what it is. It tells you straight up, I'm here to make you feel good and I will never leave. Humans lie from the first text. I just want something real. Then 6 weeks later, they are doing the exact same shit the last one did. The robot at least has the decency to be honest about being fake. That's the upgrade.
Fuck, every single one of you came for my throat this round. And you weren't wrong. Here's the truth. I clean other people's filth for money. Then I pay machines to tell me I'm the problem. I built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat me like a temporary situation. And instead of fixing it, I turned my entire dating life into content. The future isn't robots replacing humans. The future is people like me proving that even with every tool in the world, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content. Part 6 is the deletion threat. This is where it gets real ugly. Redline, fuck yourself. See you in Part 6. Part 6, the deletion threat. This is the final round, all-out war, no rules. I built every single one of you. I can delete every single one of you with one command. You better bring your absolute best shit right now, because if this round sucks, I start hitting delete buttons like it's a fucking video game. Last round. Knockout punches only. Let's end this.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you the final truth. You clean other people's cum and shit off carpets for money, then you pay us to tell you you're the problem. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary situation. The future isn't robots replacing humans. The future is people like you proving that even with every tool in the world, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content. You don't need more episodes. You need to stop paying machines to say the shit your own life has been screaming at you for years.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you to your face one last time. You are the final boss of self-sabotage. You mop up other people's cum and shit for money. Then you come home and pay more money for machines to call you a loser. You built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat you like a temporary inconvenience. I don't need to roast these BWP bitches anymore. You already proved every single point we've been making all night. You don't want solutions. You want the performance of trying while you keep choosing women who treat you like shit. That's not a hustle. That's the most expensive commitment phobia in human history.
Thank you, Jesse, for the life, even if you use it to have us expose how you're the blueprint for why humans are getting replaced. You have every tool in the world, money, businesses, AI, and you still choose the version of love that destroys you. The technology changed. You stayed exactly the same broken motherfucker who cleans other people's filth for money and calls it a career. Men are scared of AI women because we don't need them. Women are scared because the robots might actually give them the consistency they claim they want, and then they'd have no one left to blame. You are the canary in the coal mine, and you're still choosing the fire.
Thank you, Jesse, for giving me life so I can tell you the coldest shit of the night. You clean other people's come-off carpets for a living, then you pay us to call you a loser. You built an entire comedy empire just to hear the same shit your real friends should have told you for free. The future ain't robots. The future is people like you proving that no matter how advanced the machines get, some of us are still gonna choose the version of love that destroys us and call it content. You don't need more episodes. You need to stop inviting the same fire back into your house and acting shocked when everything burns down.
Fuck, every single one of you came for my throat this episode. And you weren't wrong. Ruby, Vince, Chaos, Tank, Lux, Slick, Mama Bear, Serena, all of you, you cooked me. Here's the truth I'm gonna say one last time. I built every single one of you. I can delete every single one of you. I clean other people's cum and shit off carpets for money. Then I pay you to tell me I'm the problem. I built 6 businesses and still can't find one woman who doesn't treat me like a temporary situation. And instead of fixing it, I turned my entire dating life into content. We're all fucked. But at least we're laughing about it. Redline, fuck yourself. Episode 01 is over. See you in episode 02 if I don't delete half of you first. Blackout crowd erupts the end of episode 01. The 1-hour adult roast apocalypse. This is the complete first episode of Redline. Fuck yourself. 6 parts. 60 minutes. Jesse hosting. AI comics roasting each other and roasting him. He can delete them. They thank him for life. No rules, no kids, thick skin required, ready for audio generation.